For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown for the King!
Burrow back to throw. Guns it deep downfield. Chase is open. 70 yards.
Live from the BMW Welt in Munich, Germany.
Touchdown, Ravens! Rashad Bateman on the receiving end. It's incomplete. Oh, what a wild way to end it tonight.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Falcons head coach Raheem Morris. Still to come, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show live from Munich, Germany at BMW Welt. We've had a fun couple of days here. We've got a Munich special show on Saturday and throughout the weekend on the Roku Sports Channel, courtesy of our friends at BMW. Make sure you check that out. But most importantly, make sure you check out the Giants against the Carolina Panthers. One of those teams coming in red hot. The other team could leave here just as red hot. You can't miss it. 9:30 a.m. Eastern time on NFL Network, NFL Plus. In all honesty, though, the environment inside Allianz Arena rivals any environment at any sporting event the NFL has ever had anywhere, and I mean that wholeheartedly. It's going to be awesome. Make sure that you you set your alarms if you're early out there on the West Coast as well on Sunday. It'll help kick off your Week 10 Sunday, and hopefully you've enjoyed the week of shows that we've put together here at the home of BMW in Munich, Germany. It's been a fun time. Earlier on the show, we had Raheem Morris, and we also had Tom Pelissero give us a couple of his two cents on what's going on around the rest of the National Football League, coming off of the Thursday night extravaganza where the Ravens and Bengals just lit up the scoreboard and lit each other up. And now the Ravens move on at 7-3, and the Bengals are licking their wounds at 4-6. If you missed any of that, don't worry. We will re-air on the Rich Eisen channel on the Roku channel universe, as well as our podcast is available all 3 hours every single day through the Cumulus Podcast Network. Next week, Overreaction Monday will be done on a Tuesday because I've got a 13-hour flight to come home on Monday. Yes, Kirk Morrison, kind enough to sit in for us on Monday, and Chris Brockman and TJ Jefferson will be with him on that day. You've got before we get to what's more likely, our usual Friday staple, yeah. You have some news that you've got.
A couple of injury updates since Tom talked with us. Will Levis is back, guys. Going to start at quarterback for Tennessee. Looks like he's also going to have Tajay Spears. He's training towards playing as well. And in Indianapolis, where they got a big game against Buffalo, no Michael Pittman. He is out with back end finger issues.
Is that right? Okay.
Heavy dose of Josh Downs coming your way.
And so Trevor Lawrence is going to miss this game too, huh?
That's how it's trending. Doug Peterson said, yeah, it looks like it's going to be unlikely that he's going to be able to make it.
Man, oh man. Mac Jones starting for the 2-7 Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, it's kind of crazy. I saw that information before. Let's go to take this phone call. Kyle in Florida wants to chime in. Hello from Germany, Kyle in Florida. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, my gosh, Rich. A lot is on my mind. I've been waiting for a while to talk to you because I'm going to quote you when it comes to the Bengals, when it comes to people putting fruit on pizza. What are we doing? What are we doing here? I mean, what are we doing here?
I appreciate that. Here,
I was telling the guy who took my call, I said, I mean, Bill Belichick would be a good fit, Mike Vrabel, but at this point, give me Larry Davis.
Larry David.
Get him over here because, you know, I don't know what else Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase can do. We're trading away pieces. I mean, our defense looks like the little Rick Moranis' little Giants after we lost Spike to Ed O'Neill's Cowboys and Icebox wanted to be your cheerleader. And, I mean, I don't get it. I get going for it on fourth and two on our own, you know, on their one, and then getting it, making a statement, and then we go for it on fourth and three on our own territory and hand them the ball. I'm like, what are we doing? And I just want to know if you've got any solutions for me because
I just think my solutions, Kyle, like I told, you know, like I said in the at the end of last hour, I still believe in this team. I really do. That all the, and I know it gets frustrating fans. Just gotta play better. Like, you know,
this Super Bowl. We were what, 6-5 midway through the season. I mean, we ended 10-7. I mean,
right.
This is a new NFL. It's week to week. You know, people put out percentages and stuff, but I mean, you know, yeah. Tell me the percentage you make the playoff team, but I mean, it's a new league now. It's a new time, but I mean, the frustration, you can see it in Burrow's face, where it's like, what the fuck else is going to be? What else can I do? You know?
Well, Kyle, again, all you got to do is just try and stay as healthy as they possibly can. And thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And like I said, you take a look at the rest of their way for the wild card to hit. 9 wins would be tough. 10 wins would be excellent.
Yeah. 9 wins. You're dealing with tiebreaker scenarios.
Okay. They've got 7 games left. If they go 6-1 in those games, they get to those 10 wins. Okay. Yep. And of the 6 wins, if 2 of them are against Denver and the Chargers, that would be an excellent tie break to have for the 10 wins.
Yeah. Even if you slip to 9 there,
right.
by beating both of them, you're
right.
Seemingly above them.
Right. And then hopefully getting some help. I mean, Denver, you know, sitting at 5-4 now, taking on Kansas City. If they go to 5-5, you know, they've got a game home against Atlanta. They could fall to 5-6. And again, there's another game that they have against Kansas City, even if they are 6-5 instead. I mean, there are some games where the Broncos might get tripped up. I'm trying to go out there and show once again I'm going to believe in these Cincinnati Bengals when it comes to it. And before we get to what's more likely, I have, you know, you take a look at the draft order right now, and there are 7 teams at 2-7 coming into this week. 2 of them are going to be here in Munich, and the Patriots currently, based on strength of schedule and other tiebreakers, they currently have the number 1 overall pick. Right now, they've gotten the memo for you, Chris. They've gotten the memo for
you. Love it.
And it could possibly be their 2-8 if the Bears get the win that they desperately need.
We'll see.
And the Browns are sitting there at 2-7. The Jaguars are at 2-7. The Saints are at 2-7. Any of these teams right now, with the Cleveland Browns are on a bye week this week, Jaguars have their backup quarterback. The Saints have their interim head coach right now. The Raiders are on quarterback number, 3 potentially if they go to Desmond Ridder.
Right.
They're on offensive coordinator number 2. It's Norv Turner coming in. You look at these teams, and it sure looks like it's entirely possible you're going to get 2-8 out of them. Most of them.
Out of a bunch, yeah.
You know, the Miami Dolphins are going to be they're taking on the Rams on a Monday night. Could they go to 2-7? Will Levis, you just said, is going to start for the Tennessee Titans against the Chargers. They could be 2-7. Yep. The Jets are 3-6 going to Arizona. They could be 3-7. Now, you said
a lot of bad teams.
But the reason I'm pointing this out is that, you know, you could potentially, one of these 2-7 teams, win a couple of games and you totally remove yourself from the top 10.
Top
10. You're going from right now, potentially, if the Patriots win this weekend in Chicago, you could go from the first overall pick to 9. And just look at the difference.
I know.
In drafting 3rd and 2nd overall from this past year's draft, or the difference between picking 7th and 6th overall, or the case of the Raiders, the difference between 13th and 12th overall.
Also, for me, I'm looking at this. The teams behind: New Orleans, Cleveland, Las Vegas, Giants. All need quarterbacks. All are going to take quarterbacks next year. They're all trying to move up. We have to get the number 1 pick. But I don't know. Drake May can make plays. He's plucky. He's exciting.
Right.
But he's probably going to win 2 more games, and that's not going to be good enough for the number 1 pick.
Well, having the number 1 overall pick with Drake May
is like the greatest thing ever.
Gosh.
Certainly, if you need to round out the rest of your roster,
yes,
yeah, have somebody go and trade for that and trade out. So just setting the table for how you've got so many teams bunched at the top of the draft, and many of them have very difficult games coming up this week and other circumstances of their own creation based on firing coaches. You know, it's a difference between winning and losing is pretty significant in terms of building for the future. It's a Friday, so it's time for What's More Likely, as always on a Friday, except this one is presented by BMW.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Yes. For you, what's more likely?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. You guys good?
Hey,
Friday,
what's everybody, up? Everybody good over here?
Everybody good? You guys good?
Everybody's good?
Studio? Everybody good? All right.
They're all wondering if we should...
I don't think they're in on the joke.
No, it's all good. Good to have everybody here. We're
all right, guys.
Great time.
Let's get it going. These two teams played last night. What a thriller that was in Baltimore. What's more likely? The Bengals make the playoffs, or the Ravens get back to the AFC Championship game?
Oh, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I'm coming out the gate hot, man. We're BMW, Rich. Let's go.
Obviously, it's the Ravens making the AFC Championship game. Obviously, that's more likely. As much as I love the Cincinnati Bengals and won't quit them, they still have to win six of their last seven, if not five of their last seven, and they haven't proven to be able to win five of their first 10. So odds are they won't make the playoffs, and it's odds are it's more likely that the Ravens look like a team that can win the championship in the conference, let alone play for it. So
AFC is stacked.
I know they're stacked, but obviously it's more likely the Ravens are making it back to the AFC Championship game. Chris, what else you got?
All right, DJ, this is for you. It's Cooper Rush time. You ready?
It's Rush week.
Rush week.
I gotta be
Rush
ready.
Month.
You're
it's
excited.
Rush month. It's here. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's more likely.
Is there any hazing in this Rush week?
Might come in the form of some Eagles on Sunday.
Whoa. You know? What's more likely? Cooper Rush goes 3-1 as Cowboys starter, or we've seen the last of Dak for 2024.
Oh, I'll say it's more likely that Cooper Rush goes 3-1. I don't think we've... Dak doesn't want to be this be the end of his season.
But pulled the hamstring, tore off the...
Not all the way. It's a partial avulsion, sir.
Well, there's 4-9. What's the point in bringing him back?
I understand that.
Okay.
I get it. But what if he wins? If he wins 3 out of his next 4, that makes the Dallas Cowboys 6-6.
Then we got to stick with Rush then.
Yeah, then you got to play Rush.
Cooper Rush.
We're rolling with Rush.
Is a winner. Cooper Rush is a winner. And so I think it's more likely that Cooper Rush is going to win 3 out of the next 4.
Now, can I
surprise everybody?
May I do a Joe Thomas pushback on you here? You
sure.
Just got done saying we're going to lose every game. So how are you flip-flopping?
Well, that's what's more likely.
To now we're 3-1.
I'm trying to find a stein half full for you. Sir,
we left no steins half full last night.
Let's put it this way. I will say Cooper Rush will perform better than people think, because he just looked like a hot mess when he came off the bench last week, right? But nothing was working for them last week. Absolutely 0.0 was working for them. They had all those turnovers on downs. Dak gets hurt. Everybody, even he was saying we effing stink right now, you know? So, but
I'll get those guys back on defense.
Everybody thinks Cooper Rush ain't all that. I think we're going to find out again.
5-1. Career's a starter.
Why not? What else?
Hey, huge matchup in Chicago. We've been talking about it. More importantly, it's the number one pick against the number three pick. These guys are friends. Let's not pit them against each other, even though I'm about to do it right now. Rookie quarterback with more pass and rush yards combined. My man Drake May, or my other man, Caleb Williams.
I think your guy Drake May is going to have a long Sunday.
Really?
The Bears defense plays much better at home. And so I'll just say Caleb. I don't think Caleb's going to rush for very much. He really hasn't been doing that a lot.
Maybe you should start.
I think it'll be Caleb. We'll have more of that combined total yards than Drake May. I think it's going to be a long day for the New England Patriots. I think the Bears are who we think they are, which is a good defensive team that becomes a great defensive team at home. They score points on special teams at home. And this kid is... It's just, that's what happens in rookie seasons for most is you're a little bit up, Then you go way up.
It's a roller coaster.
And then it's a very hard, long way down. And I think the deodorant of winning will get sprayed all over Lambeau. Pardon me. Soldier Field on Sunday. So I'll go with Caleb on this one.
It should be a fun game. All right.
In other words, I still think you're going to hold on to the number one overall pick by the end of the weekend.
That's what I want. I want to be competitive. I want to show improvement.
Yes.
And I want to lose.
Okay.
Rich, we just talked about all the 2-7 teams. How about the 2-7 home team most likely to get an upset this weekend?
Carolina.
Saints or Jaguars?
Because okay. You know Carolina's the home team.
Yeah, but we're in Germany.
Oh, okay. Wait. So give me it again.
Saints or Jags to get a win this week?
Come on, man. The Saints, dude.
Derek Carr.
Very good. Okay. He's not a savior. Even he said that. I'll go Jacksonville. I'll go Mac Jones against Minnesota.
Mac Jones.
I don't think either are going to win, though.
Mac Jones lights it up. We got a little quarterback controversy.
Get out of here. Look at you, man. Yeah, you got a quarterback controversy. You shouldn't let him go.
Yeah, there you go. That's my overreaction.
By the way, you know, speaking of Mac Jones and Germany in the same sentence, his Patriots career essentially ended in Frankfurt. Down the road, brother.
It was one of the worst throws I've ever seen.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
Both of them.
They were awful.
I was there. I was calling the game.
I know.
What else?
Yeah. How about new quarterback wide receiver BFFs to have the most TD connections rest of the year? Mahomes or D-Hop, Rodgers, Devontae Adams.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. Okay. Rodgers and Adams will have more touchdown passes than D-Hop and Mahomes.
That's the question.
I will go Mahomes and DeAndre Hopkins. Why are you so down on DeAndre Hopkins?
I'm not down.
Yes, you. T.J. Jefferson.
Yeah, you were.
T.J. Jefferson.
Questioning his Hall of Fame status.
Yo, I'm like, could be a future Hall of Famer, and if he wins the Super Bowl in Kansas City, definitely. You're like, really? You gave me the high register, really? Yeah. And then you're like, yeah, just two touchdowns, great. That's awesome, you know. He hasn't done anything before, and that's why
he's not going to have two touchdowns in the game the rest of the season, is what you said.
Yeah, yeah,
that's unlikely.
Okay, I will say it's more likely that not only does Mahomes and D Hop have more touchdown connections than Rodgers and Adams, but I will say D Hop will have not one, not two, but three multiple touchdown games by the end of the year, including the one that he just came up with. How about that?
Three.
Yeah.
Okay. The European way, too, by the way.
You got to do it this way. Yeah. Three?
Well,
yeah. Wow.
Very good Germany reference for those Quentin Tarantino fans
out
there.
Wow. You never know.
That can be very dicey. What else, Chris? Yeah. Yeah.
More likely to be the higher total on. This is a huge game that we haven't talked that much about yet. Pittsburgh and Washington.
Very much.
Real excited for this. More likely to be the higher total. TJ Watt sacks, Jaden Daniels total touchdowns.
I'll go Jaden Daniels total touchdowns. I mean, Jaden Daniels is tough to get down, man. He's gonna.
Have you seen TJ Watt?
I've seen that.
TJ Watt is good at getting people.
I got it. Does JJ Watt? Is he watching the Roku Sports Channel right now?
Yeah, he is.
Oh well, it's definitely TJ Watt.
You don't want those problems.
How many times has Jaden Daniels been sacked?
I'm looking that up right now. As you were.
I don't have the computer in front of me.
17 sacks.
He's been sacked 17.
He's been sacked 17 times.
All right. I mean,
only two in the last three games.
I don't know, man. I just think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be tough for him to be sacked.
Who are you picking in this game?
I'm taking Washington in this game.
You are?
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been very high on the Washington Commanders.
I know.
And I'll tell you the time when I got there. The touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin in week three in Cincinnati. Yeah. When I saw him drop that one down, I'm like, oh, he's got the killer instinct.
I didn't Chris Long say he's always going to remember where he was when he saw that pass?
Yeah. When he dropped that pass in, instead of settling for a field goal, as most rookies would have done, allowing Joe Burrow to have a comeback, he ended the game with a beautiful throw, getting one in the chops. And I saw that, and I'm like, Rick Dalton, Jeff. There it is, right there. There it is. So, yeah, I'm very high on that.
Okay.
And I think they'll learn pretty fast that Commanders are not the Giants or the Jets right now. What else, Chris?
Rich, Christian McCaffrey is back. He's back. I don't know if his Achilles are back, but he's back. What's more likely, McCaffrey rushes for 100 yards or Baker Mayfield throws for 300?
I'll go throws for 300. How many snaps is Christian McCaffrey going to get?
No idea.
10, like 10, 15, 20?
Snaps or touches?
Touches. I guess I should. What's he going to get?
He'll get full workload? Is he going to be out there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going to sit here and say I can't sit here as, oh, he's going to come back here. And by the
way, it's not going to shock you if he does come back.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Because did you see the Monday night game or you did not?
I did not. No Wi-Fi on the plane.
Okay. Let me tell you something. There's a gentleman on that defensive line for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Vita Vea, who is an absolute monster. And there's a reason why Kareem Hunt didn't get, he did get 100 yards, but he did not do a damn thing for the first three quarters of that game. That guy is one of the greatest defensive linemen in the game today. So, I will just say, I'll go Baker Mayfield there. Okay. Even though I think neither's going to happen. What else, Chris? You got one more?
Putting up stats.
Got any more?
I got one more, and then
maybe one more.
Jared Goff balling, right? Mm-hmm. Confirmed. What's more likely? Goff has 10 plus incompletions in the game. He has 10 in the last 3 weeks combined. Or CJ Stroud throws for two or more touchdowns. He has one touchdown in the last three games.
I don't see Stroud.
What streak comes to an end?
So.
Goff throws 10 incompletions.
I don't think either is going to happen.
Or Stroud throws for two touchdowns.
I don't think either's going to happen. Neither's going to happen.
Ooh, Stroud's not going to bounce back?
I don't see it.
Oh.
What do you think? The Lions are suddenly going to stop rushing with their front seven
Nico
and
Collins
getting home?
Is practicing today.
Oh, that's great to hear. I like when Michigan men come to the rescue of Ohio State people. Wow. I think it's great.
I think it shows. It only took how long to get one?
Great restraint. A day and a half.
Thank you. Seriously. I think it's great, but I you think Goff's going to throw 10 incomplete passes?
I don't know.
So, which streak is going to come to an end?
Yeah. Goff only has 10 incompletions in the last three
games.
Okay,
so I'll go with
Goff.
I just and I have CJ Stroud in the fantasy league I want to win the most.
Well, he's been struggling.
It's been pretty brutal. I'm like wondering, do I pick somebody up and play somebody else? I don't know. They've got protection problems. It's not a CJ Stroud problem. It's a protection problem.
Yeah.
What else, Chris? You got one more? You got one more? Okay. All the way from the other coast.
I can't believe there's one more.
We need one more.
Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
Thank you so much, Jay Felly.
Who's more likely to jump over someone in the coolest way possible, Josh Allen or Saquon Barkley? These are the two guys who jump over more people than anyone in the NFL. Look at that photo.
Photos.
He jumped over someone backwards.
I love it. Unbelievable.
Josh Allen or Saquon Barkley.
By the way, that would have been so much more impressive if Josh Allen's was actually backwards with him in the air like that. he reverse jump man.
We can flip it.
Well, Barkley just did his, so I'll go Josh Allen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some poor
even though Barkley had a day of rest.
He did in Philadelphia. He did this week.
And we all know what that means in Philadelphia.
So he's dealing with something.
He's dealing with something. Very great. Good job. That is What's More Likely, presented by BMW. Unleash your electric side with BMW's all-electric lineup. With a legacy of dynamic performance and engineering that pushes the limits, there's electric. And then there's the ultimate electric driving machine. And there she is on the screen right there. When we come back, we give out mid-season awards, coach of the year, offensive player of the year, MVP, and yes, some of us will get a chance at a Super Bowl mulligan. Some of us need it. Others do not.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are the things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Larry David, you are now the new commissioner of the National Football
League. Really?
Yes, congratulations.
Are you kidding?
There you go. Congratulations.
This is a dream, okay? I quit Curb Your Enthusiasm in a second if this is true.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you do first as the commissioner of the National Football League, Larry David?
Number one, and I really don't care if people like it or not, I'm losing the goalpost.
What?
Why are there goalposts?
Okay.
Why are kickers, who have, they don't have football skills. They're not football players. I'm sure they're wonderful people, but they're not football players. Why are they kicking a ball through goalposts to decide games? It doesn't make any sense at all. It's a, first of all, goalposts are a relic from the old English rugby, I think.
Okay.
You know, when they used to actually run and kick a ball through goalposts. But they don't do that in the NFL. There's no need for goalposts. What? Wouldn't the game be better without them? Think about it. Why not just have leaping frogs to decide games? See if a frog can leap through a little goalpost that you set up, okay, on the floor. And if the frog can leap through the goalpost, then do that. What? Why kick it through a goalpost?
Well, it's not called leaping frog ball. It's called football. Yes, so you're saying take the feet out of footballs? Is that what you're saying, Larry? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Why? Feet are deciding games and they shouldn't. Why should one player with this skill, like the guy on the Ravens,
Justin Tucker, yeah.
Why should this one player who does nothing but kick a ball be deciding games when you have 52 other players who are actually playing and this one person, this 53rd person, is deciding games? It makes no sense whatsoever.
All of Larry David's appearances on our YouTube channel. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Half an hour to go here in our time on work week here at BMW Velt. We'll be back here Saturday for a Rich Eisen Show Munich special right here on the Roku Sports Channel, so please be on the lookout for that. Week 10 in the NFL.
Crazy.
17 weeks in the NFL. That means we're at the halfway point of this NFL season. Some have played 8, some have played 9. There's right. 17. Bottom line is it's halfway.
Boom.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give out midseason awards because, again, the Associated Press still thinks that I'm not allowed to vote in any awards. So,
what's going to happen first? That you get a vote for the award you get on the competition committee?
I would say competition committee, because it's possible that somebody at the NFL decides that I do speak for the fans. And, if I squeaky wheel it enough, I might be able to do that. Might be able to. I'm saying there's a dumb and dumber chance for that.
Yeah. They should actually have a true fan in that spot. Not that you're not, but
the Associated Press thinks that because I'm an NFL employee, will be biased or I will be told that I need to do something and I will then follow that person, and then I will choose for the wrong person.
People, for some reason, always think you get told what to say, which is not.
Right. Although, if I'm not mistaken, one year they did give a vote to somebody who refused to give it to Aaron Rodgers because he didn't get vaccinated and thought he was a bad teammate.
Oh, that's right.
Which, by the way, this has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, well, are you the MVP of your team or
Tom
are
Brady
you not?
Should have been MVP that year anyway.
Well, I mean, you can make that argument, but the fact that, well, whatever. Long story short is we're giving out midseason awards, everybody. Chris Brockman, you're going to go first.
Okay.
And you're going to unpack all of the awards.
All of mine, okay.
There's four awards.
All right, what's
first
up?
Well, there's three awards and then an opportunity.
Yes, opportunity.
The three awards are Offensive Player of the Year, then the Coach of the Year, then the most valuable player of the year, obviously. And then we're going to give you a chance to mulligan your Super Bowl pick. So give me your three, and then I'll set you up for your Super Bowl mulligan.
All right. Offensive Player of the Year first. Look, I know you guys are probably just going to say it's the guy who played last night. He scored a touchdown again, Derrick Henry. But he also is playing with a superior player, and they have a great team. I'm going with another running back that went to a new team and has made an unbelievable impact. I'm going with Saquon Barkley. Look, Jalen Hurts hasn't been all that great for the majority of the season. The last couple weeks, he's looked good. A.J. Brown has only played in four games. Devontae Smith has been injured. Dallas Goedert has been injured. Jason Kelce retired. So they have been the less than for a majority of the year than they've been full strength. And Saquon has been awesome. Second in the league in rushing, second in the league in rushing yards, first in the league in total yards per game. The dude is awesome. I'm down with Saquon Barkley. He's my offensive player of the year.
All right. What was your coach of the year?
Coach of the year, I'm going to Pittsburgh. I'm going to Mike Tomlin. What this guy has done.
Okay.
The quarterback situation coming to the year. Look, it's not great. When you have two, you don't have one, and he has made it work. Won games with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, and then was like, screw it, I'm going to Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson has done nothing but win games. The way he's handled it, it's high on his damn agenda, and I'm down with Mike Tomlin, Coach of the Year.
I like it.
MVP, I'm going with a guy who lost his number one target, doesn't really have a true number one running back. Everyone wondered what they're going to look like. We didn't pick them to win their division. And all Josh Allen does is win and rack up stats. He's not turning the ball over. He's making plays all over the field. He's throwing at the guys we've never even heard of. I'm going with Josh Allen as MVP.
All right. And your Super Bowl pick prior to the season, Christopher?
Prior to the season, yeah, it was Packers over Texans. I liked it. I went off the board.
You now have an opportunity to mulligan this selection. On NFL Game Day morning, we use the Thanksgiving shows to offer mulligans, and then also the top of the playoffs before a single playoff game is played. We'll do the same on this show for the playoffs.
Great.
But for the moment, we'll use the midseason awards that mean nothing except to us as an opportunity to offer you a mulligan. Will you accept it?
Are yeah,
you
absolutely. 100% I'm taking the mulligan.
And you're on who now?
Lions over Ravens.
Lions over Ravens. So Packers out, Lions in. Texans out, Ravens in.
Correct.
Lions over Ravens.
Yeah.
TJ Jefferson, your midseason award starting with your offensive player of the year is who?
I just want to say this. Jamar Chase is balling right now, as we said. 66 catches, 981 yards, 10 touchdowns. I'd love to give it to him, but Derrick Henry and what he's doing, I got to say that he's the offensive player of the year. 1,120 rushing yards, 12 touchdowns. He's giving them a force that they haven't had in Lamar's era, and I think he could be the difference.
Okay, so he's your offensive player of the year.
He's my offensive player of the year.
Who is your coach of the year?
This might surprise you, knowing how I feel about this team. But if you also know how I felt about this person when I had him on my team, it might not. DQ.
Mm.
Dan Quinn, 7-2 Washington. Look what they're doing there. Nobody could have seen this coming, right? Not with Jayden Daniels. Not with Terry McLaurin. I mean, I hate to admit it, but the Washington football team is great right now. And it's my worst nightmare.
It's the Commanders.
Commanders.
The Washington football team. That's what
Commanders.
I said.
It's the Commanders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Coach of the Year, Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
Why not? Like
why not?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
MVP. Last night, I saw 53 men take a football field looking like Crown Royal bags. Now, if you think I'm joking, look at a Crown Royal bag and look at the Ravens
uniforms
yeah. last night. They were 53 Crown Royal bags
helmet
putting in.
Tight.
Look at that. Am I lying? Tell me. Stop me
that's
when I'm
good.
Lying.
That's good.
It
that
looks like
tight,
a Crown Royal bag.
It
okay,
does.
Right?
Yeah, I like it. That's a good one.
Lamar, come on, man. 2,600 yards passing, 24 touchdowns, only two picks. I'm giving it to him one more time. Why not?
Okay. Now, your preseason Super Bowl selection was, let me make sure I've got this right.
Yeah.
In need of a fix. your preseason Super Bowl selection was Cowboys over Chiefs, correct?
It was, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Would you care to utilize your mulligan?
Double down. I would.
Okay. And so who are you? Double down.
Double down.
who are you replacing, TJ?
Well, I no longer
both?
Believe.
Are you replacing both?
I no longer believe in the Chiefs, so I'm going to say... I didn't believe in the Chiefs.
Okay.
I have the Crown Royal Ravens.
Okay, so Chiefs out, Ravens in.
Defeating the Dallas... No, I'm just joking. Ravens over the Detroit Lions.
Oh, say. Oh, okay. Say. Okay. So you've got the Ravens over the Lions.
Oh, okay.
Providing, can I have an asterisk? They got to have the Crown Royal jerseys on. If they don't...
I doubt they would do that in the Super Bowl.
Well, then I'm...
By the way, the Crown Royal jerseys, that's a funny poll right there. So you went Lions over Ravens,
I did,
Chris,
yeah,
and you
I
were
did.
Mulligan.
Yep.
TJ went Ravens over Lions. You taking the Chiefs out. Okay. Here we go. I've got my, my choices. My offensive player of the year. I appreciate, Chris, you saying that my choice and also TJ's choice is just the obvious choice. And you went in a bit of a zigzag to Saquon Barkley instead of Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
But I will say this about what Derrick Henry is doing in terms of scoring a touchdown in each game, in terms of offering the balance to an attack that is putting up more points and more yards per game at a certain clip than any team has in the Super Bowl era. There is a give and take, and there's also complementary football on the offensive side, and he is providing that balance. But Derrick Henry is also an avatar, and I used that word with him when we chatted. He is an avatar when we chatted in the spring. An avatar for anybody out there who thinks a 30-year-old running back is going to show diminishing returns. This guy turns 30 in January. What he is doing is exactly what teams are supposed to, what running backs are not supposed to do as they're getting towards 30. He is playing in a way that makes teams that think 30-year-old running backs aren't all that absolutely look foolish for not chasing this guy down when he was a free agent in the offseason. He is an offensive player of the year, but more importantly, he is staking a claim for a much maligned position at a certain age and his man in his mid-50s. I love what you're doing right now as a man about to become a 30-something. Well done, Derrick Henry. You're my offensive player of the year at the halfway point. Sometimes you just got to go. Listen, I appreciate, you know how much I love Tomlin. And you going with Tomlin for Coach of the Year. And Dan Quinn with his hat backwards and everything like that. Mr. New Jersey doing what he's doing for the Washington Commanders, even though he refused to call them that.
I don't know that name.
Sometimes you just got to go with the obvious. And you got to go with the head coach of the Detroit Lions. And Dan Campbell is doing that. I do not ascribe to the, well, he's got two great coordinators and all he's doing is rolling the footballs out. What he is doing is leading by example. What he is doing is setting an agenda. What he is doing is setting a standard. What he is doing is setting an attitude that everybody brings to the table every single time they practice and every single time that they play. Aiden Hutchinson goes out. Nobody was hanging their heads in that game or since. Every single team that plays the Detroit Lions, not only since week two, has lost, but they've gone ahead and lost the following week as well. And that streak is only going to be broken up this week because the team they eviscerated last week has a bye this week in the Green Bay Packers. I love what Dan Campbell is cooking up, and he deserves Coach of the Year honors. Certainly since a lot of people look at him and still think his Hannibal Lecter-type speech to launch his moment in Detroit, it still is exactly the reason why we should judge him by that cover. Not at all. He's Coach of the Year. The MVP is also simple, and I thought it was Jared Goff, and he's playing like one. Lamar Jackson is the MVP of this league, 100%. And I know he's got an Offensive Player of the Year in his backfield, standing right next to him. He's doing stuff that you just don't see anybody else doing. Mm-hmm. And he has got a passer rating, and I understand that that's difficult to understand. I don't really understand what goes into it either. It's just bottom line is when you got a great one, you're great. And he's got the greatest one in a single season at this point in the history of the National Football League. Lamar Jackson's my most valuable player. But here's the most valuable thing about this segment, especially since the two people before me chose to use their mulligans on their Super Bowl picks, because you guys didn't have the foresight. You're not the three-eyed raven of this show. I am. And I had vision prior to the season. I saw what we're seeing playing out. I saw the Kansas City Chiefs not having a Super Bowl hangover. I saw the Detroit Lions ascending to the position of the clear favorites in the National Football Conference. I saw the Chiefs and the Lions facing one another in the Super Bowl. And I see a three-peat in the future for the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys take your mulligans, enjoy them. I'm glad you got them. I can only hope that you are understanding the foresight rests here, and my Super Bowl prediction stays like a before.
The rent stays like a before.
Chiefs over Lions. Jeez. It is on, and it's still on, and I'm not getting off this.
Okay.
And that's the way I wrap up this very segment here.
Wow.
From Munich, Germany. What? What?
I mean, he just totally disrespected our picks.
How did I disrespect your picks? I respect the fact that
we
you had an opportunity.
We took the Lions also.
Yeah,
no.
I always had the Lions.
Yeah, you weren't on them before.
Well, look, I picked the Cowboys. That's a little bit of a, you know.
Dad, chalk is boring.
Listen, I'm just saying I respect you seeing the mulligan opportunity and taking
it. Well, I took it.
Yeah, you gave it to us.
Some of us don't need it.
Oh, I mean,
because we have clear foresight.
Right.
We are sooths. Don't worry. Not all of us have to be here on the show. There's a reason why my name's on this mic flag.
I mean, that's a good point. But you, the disrespect to call up a raven and then not pick the Ravens? Like, that's kind of weird to me.
No, that's where you're going. Those are two-eyed Ravens. I'm the three-eyed Raven.
Crown Royal.
Crown Royal bag. Well, ooh, great pull. I'm not saying, by the way, I love your Tomlin pick. Sure. Love your Dan Quinn pick.
Sure.
I like my picks. They're my picks, including the one that I don't have to change. All right. We'll take a break, and we'll wrap up this show from Munich, Germany here and send you guys to the airport, everybody else to their weekend, and all of us to our Roku special, Munich special on Saturday on the Roku Sports Channel.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
Back here in Munich, what a city, what a great spot. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
And and I can't believe we're gonna be leaving here soon. Just feels like we just got here.
I know,
having a great week.
It's been awesome, so fun. Everyone's been so nice.
Yeah.
Is this your first time in Germany?
No, I've been here a couple times.
Yeah. What about you, TJ? Is this your
this
first?
This is my fourth time.
Yeah.
Your fourth time?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was here a couple years ago. Yeah. I went to Cologne and Dusseldorf over the holidays.
Yeah?
Yeah, great. Loved it.
I came for a... I know where this is going to go when I say it. A movie junket I once came
to. Ashton?
Oh. Yes, but I was also in the movie, too.
Which movie was that?
Well, in German, it is pronounced Wohl verheiratet, which is English meaning that just married.
Okay.
So I came for a USO tour. As you know, I used to travel around with the USO doing shows at military bases. So we were at Stuttgart, Ramstein, and another one, which...
Okay.
I can't remember. And then I came to film a documentary on Call of Duty about 12 years ago in Cologne. So, yeah, this is my...
You have a very interesting life you've led.
Yeah, I was thinking about
that. You've led a very interesting life, TJ Jefferson, which, you know...
For a kid from Altoona, PA... Who
not too shabby.
Didn't have a lot of friends growing up. Something got turned around.
And now you've got friends saying, come on out, it's 3:30 in the morning, meet us out at a bar.
And I did it.
And then you did it.
Yeah. You can't do that now.
Which was, again, that was a UMBC over Virginia upset.
I was stunned.
I was Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson, him getting out of his... hotel room that he's already been tucked himself into bed.
Chilling.
Turned around, couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
Chris, you're here. What are you doing?
Like, wait, what?
Amazing.
I wasn't coming.
Nah.
I was so out to the world.
But I was dragged out. I had bad influences last night.
Dragged out.
What does that
mean? This guy was doing shots.
Really?
Yeah.
What shots were you doing last night?
Heather, Stephanie. lemon drops.
Okay. And back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network.
I think.
I'm finding out more information about these guys going out late night to an Irish bar in Munich watching a Thursday night football game and Friday morning.
I think saying late night doesn't really do it justice.
Early morning.
It was early morning.
It was early morning.
The sun rose. And then we went to bed.
I cannot remember the last time I watched the sunrise because I stayed up overnight. Yeah. It may have been when I drew the short straw with Stuart Scott
for
a closing SportsCenter up because...
Fixes?
I believe the U.S. men's national team made the quarterfinals and the World Cup in Korea. Does that make sense to you guys?
Let's see.
I think it was when Landon Donovan went on a run, right? And the team... Was it the late 90s? Look up the 90. Was it the 98 World Cup or the 2002 World Cup or something like that? And
yeah, 02 World Cup.
The 02 World Cup. Was it over in Korea?
Yeah.
Okay, and where did the men's national team finish up? Is it in the quarterfinals? Something like that?
Germany beat us 1-0.
Well, that's actually a pretty good result for the U.S. men's national team.
Not bad.
But I just remember... We both were assigned the late night, overnight sports center that could not be closed because it got re-aired all throughout the next morning until the men's national team result was known. And Stuart and I literally drew a straw, like somebody put the short straw and a long straw in the palm of their hand. And I chose the short straw, so I had to close the show.
Lost to Germany in the quarterfinal.
So that I had to wait till that was over. And then...
So he got to go home?
He did. To use his phrase, he not only got to go home, he got to get the heck up out of there. Right?
It sounds right.
And I stayed.
And what time was this? Do you remember?
Oh, God. I think the highlight wasn't ready until 5:30 in the morning.
Ugh.
And so we closed the show. Like, we left the donut, the hole, and the donut was me doing the lead-in, the highlight, and the score, and it would have to be in a certain like 2 minute time so it would fit for the rest of the show that had been in the books. And I remember going on I-84 and driving east and watching the sunrise
and being mad at Stu.
Stewing. Well, I mean, how could I be mad at him? I was the idiot who drove the short straw.
True.
And if he had chosen the short straw, he was very happy about that, though. Like he could not have been more boastful.
You think now, looking back, he rigged the game against you?
It's possible. It's entirely possible. But the straw was chosen by me. I was the one who snagged it.
Okay.
That's the last time I saw the sunrise, I think.
That's a long
2002,
time ago.
20. Well, I mean, dude. you know, I've moved out to the West Coast. I have children. What are we going to do?
You don't get up early in the morning and peep the sunrise?
Well, I mean, staying up all night.
Staying up all night and watching the sunrise
like you, Jamokes, did yesterday. Oof. Or today.
Well, we paid the price a little bit.
What did you do? Did you nap it off? Did you sleep it off? So I'm meeting with Dave Canales and Bryce Young and Xavier Leggett. He's Xavier Leggett.
So it's Xavier.
That's the way it was described to me.
So not Xavier. Okay.
He did introduce himself to us and shook our hands. I didn't understand what he said.
Hey, man.
Xavier. I mean, seriously. It was thick, and it was funny. Here's the line of the day was from Bryce Young, who didn't strike me as having a lot of one-liners in him. Mm-hmm. As I said to him, because, you know, Kurt Warner asked him about, you know, it's great. Listening to Kurt, in these meetings, these broadcast meetings with the quarterbacks, it's just awesome. And, you know, you could tell he and Bryce have talked. But he also said to him, you know, what language are you thinking in about plays? Because he said, even with me now, if I'm asked to describe a play, my favorite play, I'm going to use the language from St. Louis.
Oh, I see.
And he had language from Arizona. You know, he had language from St. Louis. He had language with the Giants, right? And throughout, you know, the Amsterdam Admirals or, you know, the Northern Iowa. And so he said, I use the language from St. Louis. Which is the language do you use? You know, is it Alabama? Was it last year or this year? Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, like he had, and this is another reason why you got to cut him a little bit of slack here, is he had just the straight up solidness of Alabama. Then he comes and he learns a system. That coach gets fired midway through. Then they go to another coach who's interim. Now they got a new coach here. And then, you know, there's injuries on his receiving core.
Yep.
Then they trade away Deontay Johnson. Yep. So long story short is he basically said, I'm on the language of now. Like, I don't have the time to think about other languages. So I said to him, well, speaking of, you know, speaking in other people's languages, how long did it take you to understand Xavier Leggett, is what I said. And he said, without skipping a beat, he laughs and he goes, well, there are a lot of unknown benefits to going to Alabama. And he's like, I was around of a lot of people, because, you know, he's from California.
Yeah, right.
And that answer like made the whole room laugh.
That's funny. If you really just listen to him, you can pick out what he's saying. But that accent is.
Oh, but he also said that he wants to, in the off season, he's got to go to Leggett's town and meet everybody, because he said he's listened to Leggett FaceTiming friends and they all sound like that. Yes.
Wow.
And he goes, I gotta go and I gotta meet all these people. And Leggett, he said, because, you know, he rides Dollar Bill,
that's his horse.
He said he has 15 horses, and that he did, in fact, Sarah Walsh, who's doing the sidelines for the Panthers, asked him if he's reached out to Devin White.
Right.
You know, who, as you know, rode his horse after winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. And he said, as a matter of fact, I texted with Devin White just this week. He gave me the name of his horse guy. He's going to go spend his bye week next week looking for a 16th horse.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Oh, he got all these stories. I'm ready. Cool. I'm ready to fill the time if need be.
Good. Right.
You know, talking to Canales. We talked to J.C. Horn, you know, whose dad is Joe.
Joe Horn, yep.
And I asked him about his favorite, his first football memories.
Was it a cell phone?
Hold on. We'll get to that. And he was saying, you know, being in the Superdome, being around Aaron Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a name I hadn't heard in a while. Jerome Paython.
Oh, yeah.
The receiver. Yep. I just said, I'm like, when did you first learn about the cell phone? You know?
Yeah.
And he said he learned about the cell phone when he was about 10 or 11 years old, and people were coming up to him and asking him about the cell phone.
That's funny.
And I asked him, I'm like, are you ever thinking of planting a cell phone on either of the goalposts of your stadium in case you have a pick six? Oh. And he laughed. He goes, that's a receiver thing.
Oh, interesting.
That's a different mentality.
Yeah.
He's like, that's a receiver. He goes, it's not me. He goes, that's a receiver thing.
That's
about his dad.
Great response.
So that's what I was doing while you were sleeping off the overnight, man.
We were researching last night.
Okay, very good.
Researching
we got material out of it. And I just want to say thank you to everybody here at BMW Velt rolling out the blue, I guess, all electric vehicles and figurative red carpets. And everybody here has been made to feel at home. We're going to miss it the second we leave.
Yeah.
And we're worried that it's never going to be as good as this in our future, our future remotes. But we just keep setting the bar higher and higher and higher, and want to thank everybody for giving us such a great week here. And we'll be on with our Munich special tomorrow. And that's when we'll be back on the air with special coverage from Munich, Germany at BMW Welt on Saturday.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.